So for those who are into metaphysics, the genuine metaphysics, not the crap that is professed by charlatans and plagues the entire metaphysics industry, for those who are genuine in metaphysics, remember it is in your best interest, and I will say it's a mandate. You are forced to understand the sciences behind metaphysics, because remember, genuine metaphysics is completely validated by science, and genuine metaphysics is an ever diminishing field because you have all these charlatans that plague the arena, the whole field, the whole industry. So genuine metaphysicians such as myself and others that I know of, it is mandated to us to understand the real science behind it so we can go out and profess that science behind metaphysics, because metaphysics is the most transformational tool that one can use to transform something. Their life, their kid's life, their family's life, the world, whatever. So remember, also, not only will it help to empower you, because you're going to understand that this is some real shit. This is extraordinarily, ridiculously powerful stuff. It's not nonsense like a lot of academics will say, a lot of business people will say, and a lot of uneducated people will say. It is completely validated by sciences, many sciences. And when you know the sciences behind metaphysics, which you must, it's going to empower you, but also help to have you profess that reality, that genuineness, the validity of metaphysics to your clients or the people you're helping, your family, whoever it is that you're helping with metaphysics. So, magic, psychicism, using tarot cards, paranormal abilities, paranormal experiences, meditation, mediumship, psychicism, all those things, they're very real, but I'm very careful when I say that. Understand that most people who do everything that I just said are charlatans and fake people. They either don't know what the hell they're doing, or unfortunately, most of the time, they do know what they're doing in that they are scamming people. They're not real metaphysicians, and they're not using real metaphysics. They're just scamming people and plaguing the metaphysics industry. So, those of you who are into metaphysics, you are mandated to understand the science so you can understand the power that we all have and that you have to help others and profess that science to them. So remember, metaphysics is proven by many sciences. Some of them are physics, quantum physics, systems theory, symbolic logic, sociology, linguistics, psychology, fluid dynamics, evolutionary biology, molecular gastronomy. And then you have different principles such as PSYOP, which is psychological operations, which is a military strategy. And there are many more, but we don't have much time to go into everything. And then to help perpetuate your studies in the sciences of metaphysics and your journey in metaphysics and your guiding of other people in metaphysics in their life, you have high-level, highly respected, high-level entities that are also furthering our field of metaphysics. You have Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, PhD from Oxford or Cambridge, I have to remember which one he's from. Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, the quantum physicist featured in the movie The Secret, also known as Dr. Quantum. You have Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who was the astronaut of Apollo 14. He's the founder of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, which is called IONS, I-O-N-S. You have Dr. Dean Radin, who is the chief scientist at IONS. And Dr. Dean Radin, he actually worked for the CIA. He was one of the scientists that worked on, if I remember correctly, Project Stargate. He helped the CIA to investigate psi abilities. paranormal abilities for the CIA's use. You have Dr. Stuart Hameroff, an anesthesiologist and professor, University of Arizona, Center for Consciousness Studies Director. You have Dr. William Tiller, Professor Emeritus of Materials Science and Engineering at Stanford University. You have Dr. John Hagelin, the quantum physicist, also featured in the movie The Secret. Also, he's run for presidency 4 times, I believe, and he's done a lot of other stuff too. And Chris Carter, who wrote the book Science and Psychic Phenomena, The Fall of the House of Skeptics, and that book has a foreword from Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, who I just mentioned, and was given a review by Dr. Dean Radin, who I just mentioned, of IONS. And you have people who use metaphysics, such as law enforcement. Law enforcement currently uses for decades now, if not millennia, psychicism and mediumship, different metaphysical abilities that people have to help find missing children, to help cases, to help solve murders. The CIA, of course, has used that as well, the military. So this is all real and valid and powerful shit. So it is not nonsense. It is not anything that any skeptic or any idiot or uneducated person, idiot if someone is wanting to tear it down deliberately. So there's a trove of sciences that are for you. There's a trove of research. The only problem is that it's not readily available for reasons which I won't go into, but you can understand that. You know, I'm not even going to go into that conversation, but for different reasons. So you have to remember that metaphysics is extraordinarily powerful. It's not nonsense. And start getting into the sciences. Start getting into, even if you hate science, even if you hate school, even if you hate studying, start getting into little things, little parts. Look at one concept. Look at Isaac Newton's second law of motion. Look at his laws of motions, or the laws of thermonuclear dynamics. Look at the laws of fluid dynamics. Look at quantum physics. Look at any small part and see how it pushes metaphysics, how it pushes your part of metaphysics. More specifically, if you're a tarot reader, see how it relates to tarot reading. If you're a psychic, see how it relates to psychicism. See how the laws and principles behind frequencies help prove and profess and perpetuate how you can connect with dead people or remote entities across space and time. As long as you're valid, of course, and you're not a charlatan. But use these tools because they're completely available for you. This is exactly what I teach when I teach people who have nothing to do with metaphysics and don't ever want to know metaphysics. Metaphysics is a part of what I do when I teach holistic vision. If I'm teaching universities, professors, psychologists, doctors, military, law enforcement, single parents, it doesn't matter. It's one tool that helps people to open up their mind and see their abilities and see what needs to be done in this world and see the world in a completely different method. Remember, holistic vision is what I teach. It's the ability to see the foundations and interconnectivity of all atmospheres. No excuses. Doesn't matter who the hell you are, what the hell you want to do, what your background is. That's irrelevant. So make sure that you really dive into the science of metaphysics. If you want to get started and you're not sure where to go, you can always, of course, go to my site, my Holistic Vision workbook, which is the workbook that's used by myself and different educational entities, universities, academies across the world for teaching Holistic Vision. You can start there. Also, the Holistic Vision program. And just look at the videos, too, that I have. How you can get into the sciences of metaphysics and really feel firm and grounded and empowered and pass that along to whoever you're helping with metaphysics. And then you can help us to help further validate and really strengthen the metaphysical field and community.